parallel highways seem to converge at the horizon. What did I expect? We'd see eye to eye by sunset. Well, the heart wants to believe that a cold hard truth is real. The heart believes all that it sees. You look beautiful to me.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. Starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Toronto, and you heard something from Andre Ethier. And he's got a new album out called Under Grape Leaves. You heard a track called Parallel Highways. Very kind of heartfelt, introspective singer-songwriter type music. And if you're familiar with Andre Ethier, you may know his former project called The Deadly Snakes. They're based out of Toronto, and they're kind of a garagey punk, a little bit of kind of soul sound, but they were out on the In the Red record label. But unfortunately, they broke up, I think, in the 2005, 2006 era. And then since then, Andre Ethier has gone on to do his own solo albums, and I think that's probably the third release that he's put out. Anyways, I'm your host, P-Bone, and I got a pretty mixed bag of tracks coming up for you this evening. Started off with a little bit of Canadian stuff, and then and kind of more garage-oriented. Later on, I'm moving to a lot more electronic-oriented towards the last part of the show. So, starting it off, we're going to hear something from Peterborough, Ontario, and a group that I've played a few times. They're called The Burning Hell. They have a new album out called Revival Beach. You'll hear a track called Supermoon. Fitting, since there was a recent Supermoon, or a Wolf Moon, I guess. But anyways, you're going to hear that track from Burning Hell, and then after that you can hear something from a CGSW compilation, something called Live Sessions from CGSW, or Draft Live Sessions. Anyways, it's a three-disc set, really, really great music from bands that stopped by CGSW in Calgary. You're going to hear something from a track from Fake Palms. You'll hear a track called I'm Not There. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from The Burning Hell.
Sorry to turn on the light. I hate to wake you in the middle of the night. But you were snoring like you were being waterboarded. And you know how I feel about torture.
Yes, I know how you feel about torture.
It's all over, though it's hard to believe it. We should pack whatever is needed and haul our affairs down the apples and pears and make like a drummer and beat it.
I'm gonna make like a drummer and beat it.
coming up a super moon. We'll dance like sailors danced back in the days when there were sailors and dancing. We'll shake like everyone's watching and we know how to move. The cha-cha-cha and the boogaloo too. A cocktail shaker, a karaoke machine. We'll bring one of each. Then meet our friends where the moonlight hits the sand. Down on Revival Beach.
Down on Revival Beach.
Kevin brought the wine from the wedding. The troll gets the glasses and pours. The patient and the nurse say, hey, it could be worse. At least we don't have to work anymore.
No one has to work anymore.
It's coming up a super moon. We'll sing all the songs. We hardly know how to sing, but we'll sing regardless. Pass the wine. Remember the government looks like their bill came due. But who needs a government when there's dancing to do?
Thank you.
And from the CGSW draft compilation, that was something from Fake Palms and a track called something called I'm Not There. Prior to that, you heard Burning Hell with a track called Supermoon off the Revival Beach album. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. And up next, you can hear a piano player based out of Montreal. Her name is Carolus Cloverdale, and she is also a composer, and she's mainly known for her kind of experimental ambient pieces. And she has put out stuff out on the Boomcat Editions record label, which Boomcat is a really, really great mail order catalog, and they occasionally put out a few releases on their own. But anyways, the latest is a 22-minute piece by Carolus Cloverdale, and it's something called Grafts. You're going to hear just an excerpt of it, probably about the first 6 minutes of it, and moves into kind of a very ambient minimalism pieces. Really, really great stuff. Definitely check out the entire piece if you get the chance. And once again, that's Carolus Cloverdale, who is based out of Montreal, and she's previously put out stuff on the Umar Rex label, as well as Constellation Tatsu. So you're just going to hear this track, and then we'll see what we get to after that. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Carolus Cloverdale. Thank you.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Greatest Date from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pianese Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was an excerpt from Carolus Cloverdale's release called Grafts. And she's a Montreal-based composer, pianist, and classical artist, I guess. Anyways, that was out on the editions, or on the Boomcat editions record label. You're listening to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. I think I mentioned that before already. But anyways, what you're going to hear next is something from a group called the Jet Set, or Gel Set, I should say. They're out on the 2MR record label, and Gel Set is the work of Laura Collier making some electronic bedroom pop sounding stuff. You're going to hear a track off an album called Body Copy, and you can hear a track off of it, something called Cigarette. And then after that, you can hear something from Hessel Audio, a really great electronic label that I think I've played before. I can't remember which artist I've played, but you can hear something from a single from Hessel Audio from an artist named Joe, which is the two track 12 inch. You can hear a track called Tail Lift. And if you're not familiar, Hessel Audio is a record label that's, I do believe, based out of London. And they've put out stuff from artists such as Adam Port, Kenneth Christensen, really, really cool stuff, as well as Beatrice Dillon. And a while back, I played a single called from an artist named Bruce. But anyways, the latest you're going to hear from Hessel Audio is something from Joe. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Gel Set with a track off the album called Body Copy. Thank you. what you're hearing is new stuff from Hessel Audio. That was a track called Tail Lift by Joe, off a 12-inch called Tail Lift / MPH. And Hessel is a UK-based label. It's also home to such artists as Blaywan and Bruce. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Before that, you heard something from a track from Gelset, a track called Cigarette off the Body Copy. So up next, you can hear something from an Italian electronic artist named Caterina Barbieri. She has a new album out on Important Records. It's called Patterns of Consciousness, and it's some really, really colorful electronic music that's in some ways reminds me a lot of the work of Emeralds, as well as some of the projects that came out of Emeralds, Mark McGuire's work, and lots of other related projects to Emeralds. Anyways, you're going to hear a track called Information Needed to Create an Entire Body. So you're just going to hear this one track, and then we'll see what we get to after that. But I think we're just going to hear this one track by Caterina Barbieri. And then later on, we'll get into some more electronic music. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called Information Needed to Create an Entire Body.
Thank you. Side. Proximity to the arts is cleansing for the soul.
If there's any lesson we can take from High School Musical, it's that the arts are a vital part of any community. Join the CATR Arts Collective to see movies, theater, dance, or live comedy shows and share your thoughts on air. The Arts Report airs every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Email volunteer at CATR.ca to get involved.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Caterina Barbieri with a track called Information Needed to Create an Entire Body, taken up from the Patterns of Consciousness album that was out on Important Records. And we're going to move into something from an artist named Jass, and that's Jass with three S's. It's out on a record label called Ideal Recordings. Really, really great stuff. This is one of the ones that made it on the Boomcat list, end of year list. Fortunately, I haven't had a chance to check it out much until past few weeks, but some really, really interesting stuff of dub and electronica, a little bit of kind of dance floor. But anyways, from Jass, you're going to hear a track called Oral Couture. And then after that, you're going to hear an artist named Inga Copeland, and she's going under a moniker that's called Lolina, and I'm not sure the difference between Lolina, but anyway, she has a new EP out called Lolina, and you can hear a track off of it, something called, let me see, actually it's just called an EP, but you can hear the track called Plot Twist, and once again, that's Lolina, alter ego of Inga Maurer. or Inge Copeland, I should say. You're going to hear these two tracks, and then we'll see what we get to after that. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Jazz. Thank you. And that was something from Inga Copeland's moniker, also known as Lilina, or alter ego, I should say. Lilina has an EP out called Lolita, and you heard the track called Plot Twist. Before that, you heard Jazz with Oil Couture off the Weightless album. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and thanks for tuning in this week. Keep it locked on CITR for more great programming with the Medicine Show coming up at 11. So I'm going to leave you this week with an artist off a record label called Infant Terrible, and that's an artist named Savage Grounds. They have an album out, or I guess it's an EP. It's called Area of Violence, and I heard about these guys from the Lux record label, which is a really great acid techno label that's also home to Helena Hoff. But this latest release actually didn't make it out on Lux Rec. But anyways, you can hear a track called The Role of Iron. So keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. I'll be back next week. This is on CITR. This is something from Savage Grounds. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
CM, the CIA, think I'm Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, the CM, the CIA.